He says in verse 4, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." And we have a great many words of man's wisdom today. And there's a great deal of preaching, but very little of it is done in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And that, again, is the thing that is needed today. There is a feeling today, if we get the right method, or if we have the right sermon, or if we say the right thing. Important thing is that it be in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. In other words, if human wisdom is used to win a man, then his faith stands on that. But if he's been brought to faith through the power of God, then his faith rests upon that. That's the reason that I severely question a great deal of this apologetic preaching today, that is, trying to prove the Bible is God's Word and trying to prove that the first chapter of Genesis is scientific and that the flood really happened. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think there's a place for that. And thank God for the men who've gone into those areas and specialized that. But we do need to understand that salvation does not rest upon whether you can actually prove the inspiration of Scriptures. Now, I think you can do it. But that's not the question. The question is, what does your faith rest upon? What does your faith rest upon? Well, I think our faith rests upon the power of God. It rests upon that. And therefore, since it rests upon that, then it won't rest upon these other things, as important as they might be, and the part they might play in calling our attention to the Word of God. But faith must stand on the power of God.